Монголын дуу хоолой радио ярьж байна.
The Voice of Mongolia in English is speaking. Сайн байна уу? Welcome to the Voice of Mongolia in English, which comes to you from Ulaanbaatar, the capital city of Mongolia. This half-hour transmission can be heard in Southeast Asia at 900 UTC on 12085 kHz and in Europe at 1530 UTC on 12015 kHz shortwave. You can also visit our website at www.vom.mn/en and listen to an online version of our daily broadcast.
Hello, welcome to the Voice of Mongolia in English. In today's edition, we're going to present daily news first, and after the musical break, we'll be back with a coverage made from Planet Gold Mongolia project. So stay with us. Here is the news. Cultural and creative industry being supported by government policy. An exhibition was opened by those in the creative industry at the Mongolian National Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Prime Minister Oyun Erdin became acquainted with the exhibition and held a meeting with representatives of small and medium-sized enterprises and service providers. During the exhibition, the organizers checked all participants for their COVID-19 vaccination, alongside curating the opportunity for people to be involved in an additional third shot of the vaccine at the venue. Prime Minister Oyun Erdin said, "Starting from November 1st, art, culture and sports events have been permitted to be organized with a 50% capacity. The government currently aims to downgrade the current level of restrictions from orange to yellow. If 50% of the target population receives the additional dose of COVID-19 vaccines." The government of Mongolia announced that the creative industry will be developed as one of the leading sectors for growing the country's economy, providing support through policy. Thus, in connection, the exhibition was co-organized by the Ministry of Culture, Governor's Office of the Capital City, and the Center for the Support of Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises of the Capital City. Some 300 products and works of 100 entities in the creative industry were presented during the exhibition. As of today, there are 906,000 workers employed at 62,000 small and medium-sized enterprises in Mongolia. Ministry of Foreign Affairs begins official visit to Qatar. Ministry of Foreign Affairs begins her official visit to Qatar on November 8. On the first day of the visit, Minister of Foreign Affairs Batsitsik held official talks with the Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Foreign Affairs of Qatar, Mr. Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdullah Rahman, and also met with Qatar's State Minister for Foreign Affairs, first Vice Chairman of Qatar Chamber of the Commerce and Industry, and also exchanged views on the bilateral relations and cooperation in detail. During the official talks, the foreign ministry assessed the current state of bilateral relations and cooperation and exchanged views on opportunities to develop cooperation in sectors such as agriculture, tourism, education, oil, defense, and energy. Furthermore, discussions were held on topics such as meat and meat products to be exported to Qatar, training specialists for the oil industry, and the funding of a kindergarten to be built with the assistance of Qatar. The sides also affirmed their readiness to cooperate in all possible fields to develop bilateral relations and cooperation. Within the framework of her official visit to the Qatar, Mongolian Minister of Foreign Affairs met with Qatar's State Minister for Foreign Affairs to discuss some issues facing to the relations and cooperation and exchange views on planned visits and measures to be implemented in the near future. Preparations being carried out for direct flights between Mongolia and the U.S. A meeting took place at the Civil Aviation Authority of Mongolia to exchange information in the framework of the preparations being carried out to launch direct flights between Mongolia and the United States. The Civil Aviation Authority of Mongolia is currently carrying out preparatory works to establish the corresponding agreement for creating the necessary regulations for flights between Mongolia and the U.S. Furthermore, MIAT or Mongolian Airlines is ensuring preparations to conduct direct flights to the U.S. During the meeting, MIAT representatives introduced the progress and implementation of the works being carried out by the company. A comparative study on using the Boeing 787 aircraft for long-distance flights, profits, and the latest updates on other operations. The Aviation Safety Oversight and Regulation Department of Civil Aviation Authority of Mongolia also introduced the works being implemented to meet the requirements for the International Aviation Safety Assessment Program, and also noted the necessity to make changes to some of the corresponding legislation and regulations in Mongolia. As certain matters such as organizational structure, finances, capacity of personnel are considered crucial in the inspection, authorities of the two organizations also exchanged views on ways to cooperate in the future. National forest reform taken place. Some public and private partnerships, forestation and reforestation, desertification and land degradation, and the introduction of agroforestry are being discussed at the forum the Ministry of Environment and Tourism is organizing under the auspices of the President of Mongolia on November 8 to 15. At the forum, researchers, private and public sector representatives and specialists from all 21 provinces are discussing how to successfully implement the Billion Trees National Campaign, as well as research-based approaches to mitigate climate change and desertification. The Billion Trees Campaign, which has been launched nationwide at the initiative of the President of Mongolia to fight against the desertification and land degradation in Mongolia, has moved to the center of attention of other countries as it has great significance not only nationally but also regionally and internationally. All the stakeholders in the forestry sector, including government organizations, associations, and non-governmental organizations, would take part in the forum's thematic meetings to carry out the Billion Trees campaign, launch a nationwide action against the desertification and land degradation, and also coordinate the cross-sector efforts. Minister of Environment and Tourism Ortnasan emphasized that the event aims at bringing legal reform to the forestry sector, ensuring sustainable forest management, having all stakeholders involved, finding solutions for better policy, and further implementing the decisions and recommendations made through discussions. So that's all for today's daily news, and after the musical break, we'll be back with a coverage made from Planet Gold Mongolia Project. Stay listening.
дээр дурлахын нолон
Гэхдээ амьдрал ганцхан жаргал биш Гоних баяр хэлж үзнээ
Зүдэнд нь нисэн шовуучи Зүрхэнд нь дил гэрсэн цэцэгчи Ийм болохоор би чамайг бусдад
Players, welcome back. You are tuned into the Voice of Mongolia in English. In this edition, we're going to present a coverage made from Planet Gold Mongolia project. An artisanal miner or small-scale miner is a subsistence miner who is not officially employed by a mining company, but works independently, mining minerals using their own resources, usually by hand. Over 90% of the world's mining workforce are artisanal miners. There are an estimated over 40 million men, women, and children directly engaged in artisanal mining. From over 80 countries in the global south. There are an estimated around 100,000 small-scale artisanal miners who work independently and make up nearly 20% of Mongolia's rural workforce. However, due to perceptions around the negative impact that their mining activities have on the environment, they're marginalized from society, further preventing them from achieving full economic potential and, crucially, from developing more sustainable environmental practices. Artisanal and small-scale gold mining, or ASGM, takes place in most provinces in Mongolia, employing around 40,000 to 60,000 people. A third of these individuals are women, and it is estimated that ASGM indirectly supports another 120,000 to 180,000 people. Through the report given by Planet Gold Mongolia Project, there are around 12 to 20% of the rural labor force works in ASGM. 30% of the country's total revenue is generated by mining. 14 out of 21 provinces have ASGM operations, and also 16% of the ASGM sector has been formalized. The Planet Gold Mongolia project is working toward eliminating mercury in the ASGM sector by using a bottom-up approach involving members of the ASGM sector directly in the curation and implementation of policies and practices to sustainably improve mining operations and livelihoods. In partnership with the national government, the project team is working to create an enabling environment for a formalized ASGM sector that enhances community development, improves productivity, and eliminates the use of mercury. Here we have more information about the program with Altınbağın Bayırsağın, a project manager for Planet Gold Mongolia and Philippines.
It's a five-year program. Implemented by United Nations Environmental Program, United Nations Industrial and Development Organization, and the project is funded by the Global Environment Facility. And Planet Gold Mongolia is being implemented by Artisanal Gold Council of in the NGO based in Canada, and we are being implementing this project in partnership with the Mongolian Ministry of Environment and Tourism. Okay, so Mongolia has joined the Minamata Convention. Minamata Convention is the worldwide binding agreement by the signed parties to reduce the mercury usage in their respective countries. And Mongolia joined the convention in 2015. The convention has come into effect in 2019. And Mongolia applied for getting a funding for this project. And that's why it was selected as part of the first round of funding, and Planet Gold is actually being implemented in 9 countries in the world as part of phase 1. There will be more countries in the phase 2, but for Mongolia it's phase 1.
Mm-hmm. The project is implementing in 3 provinces, mm-hmm. So talk about
that. So mercury is, you know, used in Mongolia is being used in primary gold mining. And so the project looked at, assessed different parts of Mongolia and chose these 3 provinces, Selenge, Hovd, and Gobi Altai, because you know, there are primary gold, artisanal gold mining, and but also formal gold mining deposits. So that's why we chose those 3 mm-hmm. provinces.
Uh-huh. What about the future plan for the project and the results since the 2019?
Mm-hmm. So far, so the project has started in 2019, and you know, as we all know, the COVID happened, so some things have been delayed, and that's why, you know, there will be, you know, more activities going forward. But so far, we have been, you know, working with the government of Mongolia to improve the current ASM regulation, as well as, you know, introducing new technology. So we are testing and piloting new technology in Mongolia, which will be hopefully implement at the existing processing centers, as well as establishing new processing center. But this will also be really dependent on the, you know, recipient processing centers. And on top of that, we also working, have been conducting many trainings on especially on the Minamata Convention, what the convention is, make sure that, you know, government officials, local government officials who will be implementing the convention in the local areas know about the convention and what they need to do. And it's also, you know, we've been giving trainings to the miners who are, you know, how to responsibly conduct artisanal mining, how to, you know, comply with the environmental regulations, occupational health and safety regulations, how to, you know, improve their overall mining practices.
Could you give the brief info about the artisanal mining in Mongolia?
Okay, so in artisanal mining in Mongolia, you know, we...
The current situation.
Current situation. Mm-hmm. You know, because, you know, there's a ASM regulation, you know, it generally governs the Mongolian, you know, ASM sector. But in 2019, you know, the government introduced a new resolution kind of effectively suspending the, you know, regulation at this stage. But, you know, there are currently existing artisan mining happening in Mongolia, but mostly it's very limited scale at the moment. So we obviously need to improve the formalization of the artisanal miners. And, you know, it's actually happening in, mostly it's gold. It's like 73% are actually in gold. And then it's followed by fluorite and wolfram and some small amount of coal. And the number of artisan miners, it's really hard to guess, you know, estimate, because, you know, because of the informality and the lack of formalization, you know, people are not really willing to give, you know, identify themselves as artisan miners. Mm-hmm. So getting the numbers is always a difficult situation, but it's not only Mongolia, it's just everywhere, whole world, it's the same case. And so far, the National Statistics Office has conducted a survey in 2016. Within that survey, 9,600 people attended the survey. So it's not a census, it's a survey. So, but yeah, that's the latest number we have. And I heard that ENSO is actually going to conduct another survey this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In your view, how can we support or promote the artisanal mining in Mongolia?
So we obviously need to improve the formalization. We need to recognize the artisanal miners, that these people are there, you know, they are conducting mining activities, they want to improve their livelihood. Mm-hmm. And they also, there are people, miners, who really want to do mining responsibly. Mm-hmm. And we need to help these people by officially recognizing them, officially giving them the land title they're supposed to get. And also we need to improve the formalization process and the land access process as less bureaucratic as possible. And if that happens, I think there will be more business opportunities for all the other business, you know, sectors to go into artisanal mining. For example, banks giving commercial loans, or the other, you know, industries providing support services to this sector.
That was Artem Bagan-Bayırsakhan, a project manager for Planet Gold Mongolia and Philippines, commented on the project and also artisanal mining situation in Mongolia. Recently, however, better government recognition of artisanal miners, large role in society, as well as an increase in public awareness, that perception is slowly changing. Since 2010, the government of Mongolia has taken significant steps to regulate the sector in various degrees through 18 legislative acts. The main one is a regulation on extraction of minerals by artisanal and small-scale mining, approved by the government resolution number 151 in 2017. It establishes procedures for proper extraction of minerals and economically inefficient deposits for industrial mining methods, and in West fields derived from mining and technology, protecting the environment and reducing poverty through increasing workplaces in local areas. As a result, Mongolia's artisanal miners are gradually becoming more formalized and recognized as important contributors to the economy. In order to maintain and scale up this progress toward a greater formalization, the artisanal mining sector needs to better address its negative environmental impacts. Here we end this edition of The Voice of Mongolia in English. You heard the coverage made from Planet Gold Mongolia project. Thank you for staying with us for this half an hour. Have a good day and goodbye.
Халуун зүрхнээсээ чиний дэргэд бай Амьдрал тэтгэх амцүүдэн дээр их үзэсгэлэн гоо Мөнийг үргэж шидэт үгсийн эцэмээ Маяр дэвсэд зөөлөн энэ хинхримээ Одод түгсэн шүний анир чимээгүй дуу Саран тойлдох чиний дүрчин нүдэнд үзэгдээ Хэсэхгүй энэ би чамайгаа санаа бай Малдаг бол хамгар чамруу нис чихмээр гэрлүгээ би ялж байна хоу Голон чи бид холдох үй бас би Гихтээ санаа зовох хэргүй Хайрн очиж байна Хайрлуа ярч аун хайрх цамда Харин гүнж мен яж байна түй заримда Халуун дот нүгэ хадгалч яуан зүрхэндээ Майдоо Чи бид гэр бүл бисэн зүүдтэй Чин үнэн чхайр мэд хамгийн үнтэй Чи миний зүрхэнд ошг цорган цэмэгтэй Игэр лүгээ Анчаргалтай байгаад бай Анчаралый хайгаад бай Анчаурдай сайлэгтайч Анчам руу би яраад байна Ан гацаараа байсан бол одоо нэг иймэрхүү сайхан байна гэдгэн лам нөө Гацаагүй чамтай би байна Хаач явсан бай, хайч минь яач ч явсан бай Чама хаач байсан бай, миний харах зам тод бай I am so high, чиний хэл Дэр гид инэдэг, сүүлд яхад миний хэл Сонсад хэнэн вэ Хүргэлж цүхтай бай тэ Ихдүү минь нүртай байна тэ Гэрлүүгээ дуртайгүй тэ Дэлхий дээр зүхтай бай тэ Гэрлүүгээ би А гэрлүүгээ би Хайрлуваа ярч омн харих цамда Харин гүнж мен яж байн Мадгүй заримда Халуун дот нүгээ хадгалч яуан зүрхэндээ
That's the end of the program, which comes to you from Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. The Voice of Mongolia provides half-hour transmission to Southeast Asia at 900 UTC on 12085 kHz and in Europe at 1530 UTC on 12015 kHz shortwave. Your letters and emails are most welcome with your feedbacks and detailed reception report. Please send them to English Section, The Voice of Mongolia, CPO Box 365, Ulaanbaatar 13, Mongolia, or you can send us an email to vom_en@yahoo.com. Thank you for listening. Baishteh!